Blog Talk Radio.
Today is August 27, 2012. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and I am reporting, or should I say airing live from the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we have our wonderful co-host in the building on this evening. Who do we have with us today in the studio, Anonymous Blue Studios?
Oh, you have your boy, Leo, of course.
What's going on, Elio?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing well tonight. Doing well. And who else is in the studio with us this evening?
You got your boy, Mr. Norfolk, live and direct from Planet Norfolk. How y'all doing?
Mr. Norfolk's in the building. How are you, sir? Salute. Everything's
good? I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Who else do we got in the studio on this evening?
Hey, you got your boy CK in the building. How you doing, PJ?
Hey, CK. How you feeling this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And without further ado, we have our established leader. We have our fearless leader, the CEO of the Hour Show Radio Network and the executive producer of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Mr. D. Slate is in the building. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How you guys doing? And thank you guys for tuning into the I Got Something to Say show. I got something in my eye. Let me get it out real quick. All right. Bam.
Wow.
There it is.
That's creative. Yeah. The EYE. Yes,
right.
Yes. We're prepared to have a wonderful show. We got my family. And when I say family, listen. The Hour Show Radio Network family, the I Got Something to Say Radio Show family. I was just having a conversation with my older brother. I'm not going to say his baby sister because I'm far from being that, but his younger sister, and we were talking about the subject matter of family. Sometimes people off the street would treat you better than your blood. Ho! All right. So you're going to learn tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into a little bit of discussion about that later on this evening. We got LEO bringing some words of encouragement. We have Mr. Norfolk who will be bringing the Say Something News. All right. And
right.
Also,
We're going to learn tonight.
Yes, and also CK will be in the building bringing us with our discussion, roundtable discussion, and our thoughts by CK, as well as Mr. D. Slate will be bringing us, D. Slate goes in, as well as, of course, the Ghetto Gourmet. And, you know, we always have a surprise visit by no other than GB. Not everybody clapping one time. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you want to tune in, tell a friend, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show. Once again, it's www.TheHourShow. Yes, the DHourShow.com/, I think I messed it all up. Here we go. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show. See, I was so excited, I was ahead of myself. This is what we do when we're on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Once again, this is the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Mr. Norfolk, Mr. L-E-O-C-K, and D. Slate. We're in the building. That's where family. So get your hand off my thigh, CK. I'm your sister.
I thought it was something else. You know, I was looking for a donut.
Wow. I thought you threw the other ones out because they had holes in them.
No, you threw them out because they had holes in them. I didn't throw them out.
We got
and
a batch of fresh Krispy Kreme in ours, baby.
Right. The light is always on. It's like the holy moly donut shop. Never mind. I'm the only Friday fan. Okay. All right. Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a little update of things that's going on, Mr. Norfolk will be, he'll be elaborating on a lot of the news, on the Say Something News, but some big headlights that are going on currently in the news. Gabby Douglas has her exclusive interview with Oprah coming up this upcoming Sunday, and she's speaking out about being bullied. She is actually a former resident or still current resident of Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then she moved away to pursue her dream. And I just thought that was really, really nice for the fact of the matter. At that time, she was 14 years of age, and she decided to make a positive movement in her life so she could be self-sufficient and be the person that she is today. However, she had to go through bullying. Bullying is something that is play. It affects more than just the people that are saying nanny nanny boo boo. I mean, as children, as adults, there's workforce or workplace bullying. So, you know, just to kind of go around real quick, what are your thoughts about bullying and people being impacted? You're either affected or infected about persons' lives, the words in which they state, and it's just a state of being. So what are your thoughts on that, Elio?
My thoughts about bullying is, I think it's something within that person that they're lacking in their life, that they feel as though that they have to dominate someone else because they don't feel dominant in their own life. So it's basically a personal reflection, and I don't agree with it whatsoever, you know, picking on somebody that's smaller than you because you feel inferior in your own life. And that's basically that's what I think it is.
Absolutely.
Hey, yo, can I rebuttal that?
Go ahead, Mr. Norfolk, rock that. Say something.
Hey, look, I'm a pretty arrogant dude at times, and recently I ran into this bullying thing, and someone said, you know, I was sort of a bully. I like to joke a lot. It's not that I'm trying to dominate you or anything like that. I just like to joke a lot, and you know, I was like, we all grown men, and we all are equal people at my job. So, you know what I'm saying? Somebody at the job said I was a bully to them. And I was like, I'm not taking your lunch money. I'm not trying to dominate you or anything like that. I like the jokes. But he felt bullied. I was like, wow, man. You said a mouthful right there. And I had to look back at myself and say, wow, what am I doing, you know what I'm saying, to this guy, you know what I'm saying, to make him use the word bullying. Not that I've ever taken anything from anybody at my job, but he said he doesn't like to feel bully. I just like to joke around a little bit. But yeah, I had to suck that in. So it's not all about domineering somebody or taking something from somebody. Sometimes it's just about your attitude. And some people lack personal confidence in themselves, and you might put a highlighter on that with just a little joke, and they may feel bullied or inferior.
Right. And that's very interesting that you stated that because, again, you know, as children, we have a tendency to pick on, you know, someone of the opposite gender or someone that doesn't look like you. You know, as children, a lot of times we're not really cognizant of color and social economic statuses and things of that nature. Those are all what learned behaviors, correct? But it's very interesting, Mr. Norfolk, that you brought up the factor and even in the workplace today. You know, I'm just a couple of months shy of, you know, 21. Don't say nothing, Elio. But anyway, even I digress. No, but seriously, a couple of months shy of the big 4-0, and even in my life, for where I am at this time, you know, we still have some insecurities. And, you know, I'm going to put my workplace out there. You know, I know who you are, but you know what? People that laugh behind your back, talk behind your back, they do little things behind your back, want to see you fail. You make one mistake, they don't let you forget about it. But you know what? When I make it, the operative word is when I make it, I want you to treat me the exact same way. The exact same way that you're treating me. Continue to throw me underneath the bus. Continue to talk about me. Continue to do whatever you're doing. Because, again, at the end of the day, you have to answer to a higher power. You have to be able to live with yourself because we all get old. We all have feelings. And when we cut, we all bleed. So at the same time, understand when you're pointing one finger, guess what? Three are back at you. So whoever made that statement about you, Mr. Northrop, I've been knowing you. We go way back like Cossies, right? The thing about it is that, like Cossies, even though you're from up top, I'm from up top, but we knew how it was to live in the middle, in the projects, barely having water, barely having food, barely having survival basic resources, but we made it. We made it. You're a professional. I'm a professional. So, you know, high five in the sky. High five to our, you know, people who made it happen. But what are your thoughts on bullying, CK? I'm very interested to know because this is a hot topic.
Okay, first of all, I just want to tell Mr. Norfolk, can I get my I Got Something to Say in D-Hour Show check back? First of all.
Wow.
But
are you serious right now?
No, but but seriously, I was a child who went through, I won't say so much as bullying, but I was teased and picked on a lot. But I had to learn and make me stronger, but I noticed that the people that teased me and put me down, they were going through things in their life. And when we got to be grown, when we went back to the class reunion, it was like, you know, I didn't know you were this cool, and I was going through a lot in my life. And they apologized. And as I am, I had to learn to be forgiving, because at first I didn't want to go to the class reunion. But it's something going on, and we probably need to talk with these kids, these adults, these parents, whatever we can do to try to help stop this bullying. And yet, again, kids gonna be kids, but there's a point that we have to, like, limit that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I personally feel about it.
Right. Well, that's an interesting factor. Who's getting ready to speak?
We're going to have to come back to this topic. We might need to end the show on this one right here because I felt a lot of heat.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And it is a discussion that needs to be actually not just discussed in a restricted forum, such as like when we go to schools and we become mentors, or when they have professional day or career day. You know, this is a conversation, parents, that you need to have with your primary students, your primary kids of school age, your teenagers, your college age kids, the cyberbullying is so much. You're right, Mr. Norfolk, there is so much to be talked about. But there is an organization that I just want to highlight real quick. It's called Saving Our Daughters, and Mr. Benjamin, Curtis Benjamin, is the founder, CEO of that. There are a lot of nationals who are a part of that, the Braxtons, Kiki Palmer, T.I., Nelly, and I believe a couple of other people have signed on. Kim Kardashian is also a part. I'm one of the ambassadors for this organization, so definitely I would encourage you to go on to Facebook, check out Saving Our Daughters, S.O.D. Kiki Palmer is the face behind it. I forgot about my girl Kelly Rowland. Shout out to her as well. She's also a part of this wonderful organization. There are a lot of kids that are in need. There are a lot of big kids that are in need, and there are a lot of adults that are needing our support, just to kind of like, you know, get over whatever's going through their minds and through their hearts and through their lives. And once again, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're chilling out. We just got kind of deep, like a puddle, right? But
yeah. Hold on. We let D Slay weigh in on that money. I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, I was going to come back to D Slay with that particular, because I know that D Slay, when he goes in, I would love for him to go in on the topic about bullying. Because I'm sure sure he got a couple of things for the people who bully. So that's why I wanted to wait on D. Slate's commentary as it relates to bullying. We will come back to this topic, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 14 minutes after the hour, 14 minutes after the hour of 10 p.m. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, executive producer D. Slate. We got Mr. Norfolk in the building, C-K-L-E-O, and your girl, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poet of Justice. I'm hoping that we can go into our first musical break at this time. Take it away, D. Slate.
Yes, indeed, it's the I Got Something to Say show. Right here on the D-Hour Radio Network, getting it in for the fit-ins, no doubt, tonight. The crew is in the building. It's time to take our first music break. Yes, we got the hits for you guys tonight. We're going to start it off with one of the special ladies that we had an opportunity to interview last Thursday, the beautiful Miss Michelle A. And we're going to play her new song, her new hit, her new song called Freedom to Love. Right here on the I Got Something to Say show. We also got a little case coming in after that with Faded Pictures. It's Michelle A. with the new song, Freedom to Love, right here on the I Got Something to Say show.
We became cool and I don't know why. I'm not a lonely girl, I take care of me, not gonna be your bride. But when it comes to you, I do what girls don't do, make it feel so right, not the real thing too. With no strings attached, I like it like that too. Been with a girl like you for a while, so much.
Don't try to hide it, don't try to know inside of me. somebody that really don't want to be with. And others left to figure it out. Check it.
More than a woman, a goddess for all things. All I ever needed was a right here loving me. For a while we were cool and moving a love song. But I still remember how it felt when our love was gone. Ooh, yeah.
That's right, it thins it out. That's what I heard. Right, right. Ladies and gentlemen, so we have a wonderful show for you this evening. We're looking forward to all the things that everyone has at the 30 minutes after the hour. We'll be bringing to you the Say Something News at 10:30. We'll be bringing the Say Something News by Mr. Norfolk. And about 10:40, we'll be bringing the topic of the day by CK. So we're going to have a wonderful time here tonight. Actually, I do want to throw something else out there for you all about the climate and the weather. The weather. I mean, this is hurricane season, so the question I want to ask, are you prepared? That's a general statement I'm asking. Yes, anybody, are you prepared?
So when you say, are we prepared, what does that mean? How can we prepare?
Yes, do you have all the materials, flashlights, batteries, an emergency, first aid kit?
Contingency plan.
Yeah, contingency plan. Now, that's a big word. We've been Googling.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm a do-gooder or things of that nature, but we do live in Norfolk. And, me and my wife, if my wife could call in, she would amen everything I'm about to say to you guys. We have a contingency plan where if I'm at work and she's at work and we need to leave, A, we know who's getting the baby. B, we know who's getting the necessities out of the house. C, we know where we're going. If I can't go one direction, I'm going in another direction. So even if the phone does not work, then she knows where to find me at. And basically, it boils down to, A, us having some type of plan for getting out of here in case we get split up. Because I work on the other side. I work in Chesapeake. She works in Norfolk. So she knows that two things needs to happen. She needs to grab certain things out of the house that got to come. My camera got to come. My laptop is always with me, so that's coming with me. And there's a folder. Now, in this folder, we have there's no need for you to walk around with your birth certificate. So we have the birth certificates. We have everybody's social security cards. We have the deeds to the car. We have the titles to the car. We have a copy of our lease. We have a copy. Just every piece of important paperwork that you can think of. And they do have kits out there for people to put this information together so it'll help you get organized. And there is a Red Cross app that's out that's very good right now. Both of us have it on our phones so that it tells you exactly what those necessities are that you need to have in your personal. And it tracks you and then alarms you when there's things going on in your locale about hurricanes. And it tells you everything that I just said also. And me and my wife have I advocated. I it has my endorsement, so everybody should just hop on it.
Awesome. I'm not to cut you off, but that's very interesting that you brought up a plan because. See, a lot of us are in make-believe land, and we're thinking that, it'll just blow over or it's not going to really happen. And when you speak of the two cities of Norfolk and Chesapeake, you're meaning in the state of Virginia, correct?
I'm sorry. In the state of Virginia where we live, and it's basically when we live in Virginia, we had an earthquake maybe a year ago almost to the day, and my wife called me at work and said, hey, we didn't plan for an earthquake. And I said, hey, we don't have earthquakes. But now we have a contingency plan for earthquakes now.
Wonderful. That is super awesome. Now, also, the people in our listening audience, you may be in the various states or different time zones or different things of that nature. But as Mr. Norfolk has indicated, there are applications for your smartphone devices. Also, you can Google various plans or contingency plans or things of how to prepare yourself for this disastrous weather because it's coming. So, just don't cross your fingers and hoping, wishing, and praying. You just have to be prepared for these things. So we're just going to keep in prayer and thought for those who may be affected or going through or preparing for Hurricane Isaac. It's claimed the lives of several thus far. So we're just going to continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who are going through or who are in endurance of this hurricane that is coming this way or already in path. The time is now 10:30, 29 minutes after the hour. We're going to be bringing you, initially I stated that Mr. Norfolk was going to bring the Say Something news, but what I'm going to do is mix it up. CK is going to bring us the topic of the day, and then followed by that, Mr. Norfolk is going to bring us the Say Something news, and we're going to also have CK that will be, not CK, I'm sorry, LEL is going to be going in with his sentimental words of wisdom. And then, of course, you know, we always love when Mr. D. Slate goes in, and then he also has our ghetto gourmet dish and, you know, our friendly brother, yes, should I say, GB. He's going to be in the building. He has so much to say. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are on the listening end, definitely you want to chime in to the topic of the day, be it bullying or blood is thicker than water or hurricane preparedness, you have something to add, you can call us at 718-766-4553. That number again is 718-766-4553. Check us out on your electronic devices. Also, www.blogtalkradio.com/DSandDavidOurShow. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to present to you Mr. CK, and that's the roundtable discussion. What's going on tonight, CK?
Well, I have a little something. I have a little something for CK. He's going to do this, and we're going to give CK a little I'll Be Sure background music for his segment.
All right.
Well, 11 here.
Okay, CK, are you there?
I'm here. I was just caught up in the moment, going back when we're okay.
Wow. This is a radio show. Okay.
Okay, the topic of the night, I want to know, is it really important for couples to really ask the question, how many partners have you been with intimately?
Wow.
This is a discussion that's been brought up in my relationship group on Facebook, and I personally say that It shouldn't really matter. That's the past. Let the past be the past. I know that some people feel like, okay, we should be open with one another, let each other know about each other's past. But sometimes our past gets us in trouble. I recall being in the car one day and my ex-wife asked me the question. She said, out of all the women you ever been with, who was the best? And I was like saying to myself, I had to think real fast. So the one second answer came on like, everybody was good in their own time.
Wow.
So I had to clean it up real quickly. But I just personally think whatever someone's happened in their past, that's their past. We should let it be. The focus should be the relationship that is current now and see where it takes our future. What do you all think on that?
I agree. I'm currently, you know, in somewhat of a relationship. I guess if that's what you want to call it. But I think it had its downfalls with us discussing that because we kept everything 100. Well, at least I know for one, I kept it 100 for the most part. And just I expressed on how many partners I had and things of that nature. I think it does have a downfall, and I guess I don't regret anything. But if I could take those steps back, maybe I would want to know less, because now that I know more, I kind of hold it against her with our future. Knowing her past and seeing how she reacts in her future, it kind of renders my thoughts and on basically life's perspective, and this is probably 50% of the reason why we're in the position that we're at now.
Right.
Letting each other know too much, you know what I mean? But I mean, it varies with relations, I believe. But I'm an open person. I want to keep everything 100. If you know everything about me, there's nothing in the dark. There's nothing I'm hiding from you. You can trust me. And that's basically what I want. It can go both ways. It could be a negative. It could be a positive. That's just the thoughts of WL.
Okay.
What about you? Anybody else want to weigh in on the discussion or topic?
Keep it real. That's all I got to say. Keep it real. If you keep it real, that's all that matters. Keep it real.
Wow.
I heard that.
Well, coming from a female's perspective, there was a movie called, what was it, What's Your Number? And I would just encourage our listening audience, if you have the opportunity, to review that movie. And that's all I'm saying. I plead the fifth. Sometimes silence is golden.
Why do you feel that way, Ms. Justice?
Why do I feel that way? I believe intimacy is something that should not necessarily be discussed. And when you start talking about, we have a loud computer in the studio, so I apologize in advance for that. Mm-hmm. But getting back to topic, I feel like what goes on in close quarters, whatever has gone on in the past, and probably some of my exes are listening, that's fine. I want you to hear this. If you ask the question, who's the best, I'm going to say Drake. So he is the best. No. Okay, I was just waiting for the laughter. Ha, 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 ha. You got to break it up. But I just feel like a number should not necessarily be disseminated, and the count should just be more so focused. Our computer is really showing off tonight. Our focus needs to be more so on each other. So the number of partners, I would say 1 + 1 = 2. That's all that I know.
Wow.
Baby, you my earth sign. You all I ever wanted.
Really? Are you serious right now?
You
okay.
Said Drake was the best.
Yes, he is the best. Morris Chestnut. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're having a wonderful time. Electronics being loud. I guess they want to say something, too. We're having a good time, having serious moments. And I definitely want to just go back to the music that was played. We heard from Case, and we heard from Michelle A., who was on our Celebrity Thursday show, the D-Hour show. And I want to say that interview with TK and my producer, the CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, D. Slate, and myself, when I say that was life-changing, that interview was thebomb.com, okay? That's what I said, Fred. It was thebomb.com. Those ladies were so innovative, so engaging, so real about theirs. Monifa, and as well as Nikki Gilbert, they're part of the R&B Divas, which is airing tonight on TV One. So if you have the opportunity, definitely check it out. Support those sisters, Faith Evans, Kiki Wyatt, my sorority sister, mine, and Al's sorority sister, Selena Johnson. Those ladies are doing fabulous things. They're doing a format as into where it highlights real-life issues from the songstress Divas, but they're not doing anything that's degrading women, and that's what I like about it. So salute to them. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do, that was CK. Let's give it up for him. We're going to keep this thing moving like you have. We are prepared, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 38 minutes after the hour. It is 10:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to prepare ourselves accordingly. We're going to be ready for the Say Something News by Mr. Norfolk in the building. Take it away, D. Slate.
All right, well, Mr. Norfolk is coming in with the Say Something News, so you already know what time it is. We also got a caller on the line, so when we get from the news, we might go to the caller and see what's going on. It's the Say Something News. Here we go.
You know, that Say Something News with your boy, Mr. Norfolk, you hear? Hey, Gabby did her hair, y'all. What y'all got to say now? I'm showing you. Hey, yo, it's been a bad week for the Armstrong name. First we lost Neil Armstrong, and then Lance Armstrong got ripped of his 7 Tour de France jumps. Hey, like, I mean, dude only got like one nut or something, and he ain't got the titles taken from him. This is terrible, B. We also lost Phyllis Diller. You know what I'm saying? She was a pioneer in her own right. I want to say, hey, peace goes to everybody down there in the path for in the projected path for Hurricane Isaac. Yo, protect your neck and all that. The Republican National Convention is going on in Tampa right now. Hey, I was looking at CNN today. They said the Scrippers is gearing up. Scrippers is calling clubs in Tampa trying to get that Republican National money because they know all them rich people going to be down there. And last but not least, let's please touch base on the LL Cool J break-in, yo. Yo, so you broke in LL house, right? And he probably came around the corner with no shirt on, like, oh, he, you know, I was bad. You know what I mean? And he broke the man's jaw, broke his nose, and some old stuff. Like, yeah. He reminded me of the girl on the video. Yo, that boy LL is bad. They thought he was soft because he's doing CSI and NCIS and all that now. That boy is from New York, B. Anyway, that's the I Got Something to Say news show with your boy, Mr. Norfolk. Yeah?
And that was the Say Something news on the I Got Something to Say show by Mr. Al Norfolk.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Are you serious right now? Wow.
Hey, yo.
When you say LL came around the corner with his shirt off, I had to cut 2 pants on. I got hot.
Real talk, I think before LL beat him down, I think he was using song cliches before he beat him down. I think he was like, oh, I'm bad, dude. Huh? Oh, you think you're jingling, baby? Mama said knock you out. And then, you know, he just threw a couple of them, you know, he hit him with a couple, you know, but I think he was using song cliches myself.
Wow, are you serious right now? That's my new joke right there. Are you serious right now? Wow. No, you didn't say, Mama said knock you out. Say something. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I love these dudes. It's like coming to work with your family. Well, just coming to work, being around good people. This is my family. And I'm telling you, every Monday, every Sunday at 11:59, I just be like, yes, tomorrow's Monday. Woo! So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that our producer, I'm sorry, boss, said that there's a call on the line. Let's ascertain the call.
Let's see. We got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Caller 310-490. You're on the I Got Something to Say show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, greetings. My name is Sandra Roberts. I'm calling from the Los Angeles area, but St. Louis, Missouri is my hometown. So I'm calling the...
Hi.
Hello, Chris. A
Hello,
CK.
It's Robert.
CK on the line. Hello to everyone else.
Hello, hey, look, I was like that. We chopped liver.
Well, it's a beautiful thing when you see brothers and sisters taking advantage of technology and empowering ourselves and making our own reality and not watching it.
That's right.
Wow. We love you. Wow, that's so super awesome.
Everyone, yes. Sandra was my high school teacher. She was my teacher when I was high school.
Oh, we don't need to bring that up. We don't have to say that.
Why are you bringing up old news? So are you still currently an educator?
No. I'm actually a massage therapist, writing, doing a little something, taking a little break, you know, from that. But it was 16 years, so I think I did my time. Of course, it's my passion, but, you know, the system has changed.
Here's the question.
Uh-oh.
Here's the question. Do you look like Miss Trinidad on one? Do you look like Miss Trinidad?
Wow. Do I look like Miss Trinidad? where did that come from? I'm not following. Who's Miss Trinidad? You have to keep me.
Oh, you must not seen that one episode. Miss Trinidad was bad.
Trinidad.
Martin.
Yeah, she was a character, his former third grade teacher, and I believe it was. Who was the actress?
I believe it was Beverly Johnson.
Beverly Johnson, that's exactly who it was, yes.
Okay.
And he just went flip on for everything, like, oh, God, I want to just touch your thigh, the baby fat part. Okay, right there. Oh, this drives me crazy. So all the Martin fans know this up, definitely. But from one educator, former educator to another, I thank you for all that you've done, even though you're not immediate in the field. But what I do want to ask you real quick is that,
yes, ma'am.
What are your thoughts? I don't know if you've been listening to the show since we've been in progress. What are your thoughts on bullying?
On dating? Or bullying, you said?
On bullying, yes, on bullying. What are your thoughts on bullying?
Bullying. Interestingly enough, when I called initially, well, I posted something to Chris's page because I'm always, you know, that was a really huge issue for me, although we can call it, you know, bullying to the degree that we're using it now. But, you know, it was very important as a teacher to create a safe haven, you know, for your class. And I think what we see happening, not in all situations, but many times, adults are turning, you know, their heads a lot of things. Or so many teachers now are a lot younger. So taking a stand on, you know, when you see things, and you should be able to have that intuition as an educator. And I think so many educators now, even administrators, are young. That wisdom, you know, when you see those things happening, you need to be able to shut it down before it occurs. Now, I'm not saying it's going to resolve everything, but I think a lot of situations where you know children are being or students are being bullied, or you just have to speak up. You have to become involved in things outside of your subject matter. Now, that's just from a teacher's standpoint. I don't have any children, so that might get a little bit, you know, might really be serious if it were my child, you know. I mean, children that you teach are your children, but still not the same in terms of what may take you off the edge if it's your child being bullied. But I'm just speaking as a former educator that I think more teachers in the system, there are things that you can see and that we need to kind of step up and use our intuition to do more about children, just making it safe, period, you know, making it a safe environment and making it more community-like. But, you know, schools are a microcosm, or what they say, a microcosm of a macrocosm. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So, you know, I mean, we know in society, you know, people are feeling less empowered and, you know, relationships, we can talk on this all night in terms of our students are, you know, really a reflection of our society. So.
Right. Well, just as a follow-up rebuttal, do you feel like the media, the social media, television, do you feel like they're tainting our school-age children of a primary age? They say the first school is actually the home. You know, there are basically different social economic statuses, obviously, genders, religious factors, all the stuff going to play individually. But once they become combined as students in these, you know, higher learning education, schoolhouses and things of that nature, I dated myself, I said schoolhouse, school buildings and things of that nature, do you feel like these social network sites, do you think that we need to cut the TV off and get back to having one-on-one conversations with our children and stop allowing the television and the social media to raise our children? And speak more on this topic. What are your thoughts?
Well, see, poetic justice, the thing is, that's what I find so interesting. We have these discussions. It's like we talk about the youth, but I see the issue with, you know, parents who are going, which people are going to do the parenting? Because if I'm on Facebook right now, and I see more adults, maybe that's just because of my circle of friends, this is true, which is very limited, but the adults, we're so desperate now for attention and, you know, you got to get this compliment, I got to put this on today, and how many people gave a thumbs up to my ass, and excuse you that we're being, you know, whatever the case may be, that we're, whatever our assets are, that we feel that we have to have this social networking to validate us. So children, again, reflection of society, when you ask me, I'm thinking, now, which parents are going to do this? Because the ones that I see are using the same social networking medium or, you know, to whatever they're getting out of it. I mean, who will do the teaching? Which is why when people say, oh, parents start at home, and that's true. I understand. As educators, that's a frustrating thing for us. It's like, well, what can we do if the parents don't do it? But you know what I often think about? I think about that sister who, or brother, the families that were enslaved, and we didn't tell teachers then, you know, well, you don't know how to read. Your parents will know how to read, so hell, you just don't know how to read. You take upon those issues. You know that those issues are in the system, but that's your job to help, you know, be a part to resolve them. I mean, it just is. If parents aren't parenting, there is a part of education, at least old school educators. Yeah, I'm an old school educator. That was part of it. Parenting was part of teaching. You couldn't separate the two.
Absolutely. And still to this day, it makes a lot of sense. What is your name again and where you're from again?
Sandra Roberts. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm residing right now in Los Angeles. Came on a visit, stayed, but that may change, so who knows. But, yeah, St. Louis is my hometown.
Well, absolutely. And we didn't have a national recording artist, actress, so on and so forth to join us on this evening. But what we're going to do, Ms. Sandra, we're going to make you our special guest of the day. So would you want to continue to hang out with us for a little bit?
Well, I feel honored.
Okay, that would be great. Could you do me one favor real quick before our executive producer speak? Could you say that I'm Sandra and your name, and I'm chilling on the I Got Something to Say radio show? Could you do that for us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm
okay.
Sandra, and I'm chilling on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Okay, and hey, boss, before you start, I wanted her to do that because today, August the 27th, is Radio Commercial Day. Did you all know that?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
But we can probably cut some little, for the next 34 minutes or so, we maybe cut some little commercials. So, Sandra, we definitely want you to stay tuned and hang out with us for a little bit. We got CK in the building. Of course, you're familiar with him. We got
I got to say I understand why Al made the Miss Trinidad comment, because CK made it sound like he was Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate or something. Hey, Miss Roberts. Hey.
Wow. And why are you smiling so hard in the studio, CK?
He went to the very white grown man voice. Hello, Miss Roberts. Welcome to the
wow.
I will be rolling on that.
He was like, hey, Miss Roberts. I was like, hey.
Curious right now. And then also, Elio is in the building. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest and our special, special co-host for the evening is going to be Sandra from St. Louis, but by way of St. Louis, but she's currently in the California IA area at this time.
Yes,
so continue to tune in and listen in. If you also want to get on and share your thoughts, we're talking about bullying. We're also going to elaborate a little bit more on Blood is Thicker Than Water. You can dial in to 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. And if we had a zero in the number, as a former educator, I become perturbed when people say, my number is 777-30000. I say, no, O is in the what? In the alphabet, and zero is a numeric variable. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is to say something tidbit for today. Note that zero is a number and O is a letter. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into our second musical break for the evening. So prepare yourself. We're going to take it away. Executive producer, D. Slate, what you got for us?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're going to go into our second music break on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We got a little Chaz Mason with The Way You Make Me Feel, and after that, we got one-fifth of the divas from the hit reality show R&B Divas, the beautiful Miss Monifa, who we also got a chance to speak with on Thursday with her hit single featuring AZ, I Miss You, right here on the I Got Something to Say show. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
fella, the Rockefeller with lots of mozzarella. Still never knock no cheddar, trying to have his life forever. The king of Nazareth, living lavish, used to having his fat to death. Plus, looking fabulous, yes, jeans to stress out me in cuts, less seen, yo. Fulfilled though, but still on the low, doing my thing, blessed with enlightenment, escaping secret indictments, moving the license in a GS Lex with light sense, rolling large, camouflage with noble guards, playing hard to guard, go against all odds. AZ, the winning type, Cajun dinner type. I've been blessed with insight as far as mics, I slide up in them right. Keep it tight, don't stop. We pumping, right? It's all good, though. You know what I mean? I'm gonna see you when I see you, though. Don't get ready to blow.
Come home to me now. I need you.
What?
Have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
We are back in effect. Today is the 27th day of August, 2012, and we are having a blast. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We have a very special listener, special guest in the building tonight, Miss Sandra, representing St. Louis by way of California. We have CK in the building. We also have LEO in the building, Mr. Norfolk, to say something news in the building. And, of course, our fearless leader, the CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network and the producer of the I Got Something to Say radio show, Mr. D. Slate. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, to our listening audience, now the time is 3 minutes after 11 p.m. It's 11:03 Eastern Standard Time, and we are airing live from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and all of our different distant parts away. We're going to be bringing to you in the last 30 minutes or so, we'll be bringing to you our comments, our words of wisdom by the very, very talented, the very, very handsome LEO. And then D. Slate will be going in towards the end of the show, but he'll be bringing the Ghetto Gourmet. When I say I always look forward to the Ghetto Gourmet, wow, you are in for a treat. And let's put emphases on the operative word treat. And then, of course, we're going to have a visit. Now, GB is going to love Miss Sandra because she's a very beautiful lady.
No.
She is going to absolutely love GB. I am so sorry.
GB.
Sandra, you're going to love GB. He's going to come in the studio.
Those are the two letters in the alphabet I just do not like.
Yes. And you too, ladies and gentlemen, if you always want to be a special guest or our Starlight, the I Got Something to Say listener that can come and join us and be a part of the show, definitely you can hit us up on Facebook under Poetic Justice. I'm over maxed on friends. However, you can always inbox me. The D Hour Show has a page. The I Got Something to Say Show has a page. And all of us, LEO Optimism has a page. Mr. Norfolk, Al Norfolk has a page. CK.
And now we shutting that down. We shutting that down. We shutting that
down. Oh, we shutting it down? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, we have to bring that topic up, too, about social networking. Its advantages. Is it a blessing or a curse? We'll be bringing that up one day because we're going to have to talk about that. But we're going to keep it moving. Y'all can hear me clap twice.
Clap, clap.
Clap, clap. If y'all can hear me, clap, clap. I need you to physically clap. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to set ourselves up. We're going to govern ourselves accordingly. And we're going to bring to you the very talented, with his words of wisdom, Mr. L.E.O. is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Okay. Topic for today. Don't let a single person or thing determine your destiny. Let that sit for a minute. When you think about relationships, take it as the person that's supposed to be your better half, your significant other. Allow that person to be that person. And if that person respects your path and journey, that person will be there to support you in your path. It shouldn't sway what you do. You shouldn't have to stop or put a hold on your passion, whatever that may be, to just basically to accommodate that person. They should be able to work with you. It's a marriage. It's a bondage. Now, you want to talk about your work life. Now, if you're not in business for yourself, you're basically fabricating another's path. Therefore, there's not nothing wrong with that. But don't get yourself wrapped up in the workplace where it's though that you can't do the things that you want to do for yourself, your own personal drives and goals, and you just become so overwhelmed with being comfortable with that set pay, that stress of your boss, you know, just taking people crap basically, you know. Don't let your job determine your destiny, because you later on down the line you may have your own. Okay, you talk about your family. Family can also be a big hardship on your life at times. Your parents, for say, they feel as though that they know what's best for you. Only you know what's best for you. So therefore, you know, you could take what your parents have to say in consideration, but not let that determine your destiny. When you have your friends, per se, we all have that one friend or two friends that plays that devil's advocate, that devil on your shoulder, and may get you into some crazy stuff. But do not let your friends determine your destiny, because if they're your friends, they will be there to support you all the way. So with anything or anyone, don't let it determine your destiny. Be in control of your own life. Even if you're talking about religion, you know, do your research. Do your research. I'm not holding anything against anyone. You know, just really, you know, get down to the depths of religion and really find out who you believe in, and don't let anyone or anything sway that decision, because it's ultimately up to you. It's your destiny, and that is my reflection and my words of wisdom. L.E.O. Live every day optimistic, right there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it.
What?
I heard Sandra like, "Mm."
It was almost like L.E.O. was cooking a pot of greens and some soul food. Everybody, he put the vinegar.
No,
I thought Lil' Kim was in the building. Oh.
And another way.
Definitely true.
And another way, right? Yeah, you were speaking that thing. I tell you, that was some truth to that. So, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience of the I Got Something to Say radio show, we have some very talented people. We always have a mixture of things, topics, things that we're doing. Stay tuned for the upcoming, you know, fall. I understand Monday. Let's go ahead and establish this. I understand that Monday is considered to be football Don't touch my remote. Don't ask me any questions. I'm into the game. I love football, okay? When I say I love football, I am from Boston. I am an AFC, New England Patriots fan all day long. But at the same time, excuse me, what? I'm sorry, did you want the light to come on? The mic can be cut off.
The mic can be cut off
at any given time, you know, really. So we still will be airing on Monday. So, you know, we can always look at the game. We can bring you scores. So we're going to be having some new developments and people hanging out and some more things. So stay tuned. It's going to be emerging. You know, we're trying to get this thing syndicated. We have a lot of national people. We have a lot of international things I'm not going to speak about prematurely, but my producer knows what's going on. So definitely don't sleep on independent radio. We have a lot of good things in the works. Yes. And Ms. Sandra, we're glad that you're hanging out with us. And we love you so much that we hope that you come back again and hang out with us. So.
I appreciate you all having me.
Oh, absolutely. So
we're
not over. Yeah, so, yeah, still hang out with us for the rest of the night and all those good things because GD definitely want to say something to you.
Chris, you say, well, Chris, what's the problem, Chris? What's wrong, Chris? Is that you saying, oh, no?
Yeah, whatever.
She's going to learn today. She's going to learn today.
Yeah, pretty much.
OMG, are you serious right now? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're having a blast. Miss Sandra, L-E-O, C-K, Mr. Norfolk, Miss Fabulous, and our executive producer, D. Slate, is in the building. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it is 11:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 minutes after the hour, and we're having a blast. We're going to prepare ourselves for my favorite segment. I love all the segments, the Say Something News, the sentiments, the topic of the day. I mean, I love it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have nothing on. Emerald don't even have a bam on what this guy's going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Ghetto Gourmet for the evening. No other than our executive producer, Mr. D. Slate, is in the building. Chef Ghetto ID is in the building.
She said it right there. I said, bam. Because, you know, my boy Emerald likes to say bam. No, we say damn. Damn, your boy is in the building. Here we go. It's the Ghetto Gourmet. We got a good recipe for you guys tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the business, right? It's a little chilly. You know, the storms are hitting. Everybody's a little, you know, it's a little chilly outside, you know, in a couple of areas. So tonight we're going to give you what we like to call the really dilly illy chili. Now, you know, that's a little long for you guys to pronounce. I know some of my people don't like to say it, so they just call it that damn chili. Look, we're gonna give you that damn chili recipe right now for all the folks out there that got the little leftovers in the fridge and don't got nothing for it to go with. The Ghetto Gourmet gonna have it go together tonight. So here we go. You made some beans and rice. You know what I'm saying, not too long ago. So you got some leftover pinto beans in your refrigerator. We all do. Yes, you do. And they're about a week old. You know they are. Now, you made some tacos a week before that. You got some plenty of taco meat left over, lots of salsa. You ain't got no more cheese, you know, no more shells, no more nothing. So look here, we're going to make some really dilly illy chili, but we like to call it that damn chili. Now, you want the hookup? The hookup is yours. Here we go. Now, you get your pinto beans, okay? Get the leftover pinto beans. Take a smell to it now because if it got some grass on it, you better throw it out. Look here. Now, you take your leftover pinto beans, take the old taco meat, put the old taco meat in there, all right? Now, make sure the taco meat ain't moving. If it's moving, throw it away. Look, old taco meat in it, all right? Now, take a couple of scoops of all that salsa, take a couple of scoops, you toss the salsa in the beans and the taco meat, you get your little stir on, boom, you got you some really illy, illy chili or that damn chili. Look, all you got to do, okay, If you want, because people like a little crunch in their chili, sometimes they like to throw a little some crackers or something in there. We ain't got no more damn crackers, you know what I'm saying? Because Uncle Joe done ate up all the crackers, because you know Uncle Joe like to eat the crackers. He ate all the damn crackers up. But you can best believe we got a whole bunch of Frosted Flake crumbs or Corn Flake crumbs in the box. So you take some of the Corn Flake crumbs, toss a little bit on top of that damn chili, get you a little strong, boom. I like to say the really dilly illy chili, and for the lazy folks, you done made that damn chili again. And I'm telling you, when you taste it, you're not going to say bam like my man Emerald. No, no, no. When you taste it, you're going to say, damn, you done made that damn chili again. It's your boy, the Ghetto Gourmet. I'm telling you, all the recipes will be on the fresh new website. He make all that damn food.com. Just look out for it. It'll be out soon. He makes all that damn food.com. It's coming to you soon. It's the Ghetto Gourmet. You better have some fun with it. I'm telling you right now, if I ain't took it, you can best believe, you can best damn sure believe I'm going to cook it. It's the Ghetto Gourmet.
Okay, I got my hand up. I'm so weak right now. Are you going to have pictures or one by one instruction of how to prepare these dishes?
Absolutely.
Are you going to incorporate that in the website? Okay.
Absolutely. I'm going to have pictures. More than likely, it's probably going to be one of the family members in the picture eating on the food. I'm, you know, Big Mama going to be in the picture, Uncle Joe, Lil Shorty, my cousin Bebop, Red. You know, a lot of them going to take some pictures. You know, they're going to be in the picture showing you the food. Something, you know, if it's my Uncle Joe, you might see an empty bowl or empty plate, so we might have to redo the picture. He's just greedy like that.
Okay. Now, Sandra?
Yes,
are your
ma'am.
Are your taste buds in place? Do you love what you're hearing from the Mr. Gallagher?
I just love it. My taste buds are watering. This
oh,
is just,
my
this
God.
I can't wait. I have to substitute something for that. I was just
she
thinking of what I
substitute. She said her taste buds is water, and you can damn sure it ain't Aquafina. Look at it.
Oh, it's so weak right now. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Radio Show. Look, it is the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. I am laughing profusely to the point that I am losing my eyelashes, okay? That is just, like, pure laughter. So if you're not laughing, you're hating. So we don't need you to hate. We need you to congratulate because this show is super awesome, like with all the spirit fingers in the air right now. So we're doing this thing, and we're hanging out with one of our lovely listeners and our supporters, and we're so grateful for Ms. Sandra on tonight. Tell the listening audience, hey, you're on the show with us.
I am, too. I'm so glad Chris posted. See, that's the positive thing of social network. That's one thing when we use it to our advantage, social networking. I wouldn't have known. Had not. Yes.
Yes. So would you recommend any of the recipes from Ghetto Gourmet to your friends and your circles?
Definitely those that are broke. You know, rent is high out here. This is, you know, that's the, you know, that ghetto recipe, that is fabulous for those of us that are giving our money to rent. And gas.
Right. We got all the recipes on there. The really diddy illy chili. We got the womp daddy is ramen noodle soup. I mean, we got it all on there. You know.
Okay. I'm sure we're gonna check it out.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, as I stated before, we'll be having more opportunities and more creative characters and sketch comedy by Mr. Norfolk. Ellie will be bringing us some more different new innovative things. CK will be bringing us some more social. I'll probably have him reporting about different, electronics and gadgets and having an office circle. So this show is going to be off the chain. Definitely stay and keep it locked because on September the 10th, we're going to have the wonderful, the very beautiful, the very gifted neo-soul artist. She used to be one of the backup singers for Erykah Badu, but she's working on her senior album right now, and this Nidami that I'm speaking about. She's toured in France. She's toured in London. She came here to Norfolk, Virginia, sold out the Nova. When I say I am a fan, I am an AC, I am a blower, I am a fan for life, I'm telling you, that woman, she is so super awesome. So do some research before she comes on the show to our listening audience. If you like neo-soul music, if you like algebra, if you like chocolate, if you like Jill Scott, if you like a female version of Dwele, Van Hunt, all these people that I'm naming. If you love Erykah Badu, you would definitely love Ndaambi. We had Lula James on our show at some point. We had Kanye Doss on. We actually had Dwele on another show. So a lot of these people, Music Soul Child, Neo Soul is where it's at. Neo Soul is the soul, is the core of music. So definitely check us out on September the 10th. It is the Monday after Labor Day, so it's 2 weeks from today. It's going to be a phenomenal show. And I got a couple of other surprises that I received an email from someone that used to be on the Cosby Show. So we're going to try to get that individual on, and I'm not going to say who it is as of yet, but I'll be talking to my producer about that connection this evening. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to continue on with a little bit more discussion. I know Dee Slate wants to go in. So, Dee Slate, would you like to elaborate more on the bullying aspect? Or I would love to hear from the blood is thicker than water. I'm really, really sensitive about that. The reason being, here it is. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to use myself as a pilot. I lost my grandfather the week before last and was out the country, came back home, and was here in the area. And I'm telling you, at my own grandfather's funeral, I felt like a stranger. I have had people of a different persuasion who absolutely are not very fond of African-American people treat me better than my own family at my grandfather's funeral.
Wow. So, yes, that was deep.
I was a former postal worker, had a supervisor who was a card-holding member of the KKK.
Wow.
Always referred to us as you people. He treated me a lot better than my own family. How about that? A card dues-paying member of the KKK treated me better than my own family. And if you're listening, I know you're saying, that's wrong, Miss Fabulous. You shouldn't be putting your dirty line. No, I'm putting it out there. Because, again, at the end of the day, I don't care how much money you make, what social class you are, we all have feelings. You understand? And at the same time, we all have to take that role to go to a home going. So if you're already feeling a certain kind of way and you're not feeling accepted, I think that there needs to be discussed. And it's more common in African-American families than not. And we need to stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop this foolishness. And band together and stop getting together only at funerals and being able to be more appreciative of one another because we are family. So, Dee Slate, if you can go in on the subject matter of family, doesn't have to necessarily have to be born to you. Family is someone that you call family. But let's talk about that, blood versus water, or blood thicker than water. Can you go in on that, please? Go in on that.
Well, you know, I look at it like this. You know, first and foremost, you know, everybody knows you can't choose your family. Okay, you can't choose your family. You can definitely choose your friends. You know, that's an option that you definitely have. You can't choose your family, but you know the whole modern family, the whole Cosby Show type of family deal is we're losing that battle all the time. You know, and it's just like what was stated earlier. You know, it has a lot to do with, you know, our family life, our school life, whatever the situation is. We tend to reflect a lot on what's going on in society. You know, whatever is going on in society tends to have a huge influence on what's going on in families, what's going on in relationships, and what's going on in school. You know, and the thing about it is, we're losing. You know, the old school family values, the old school discipline, we have none of that anymore. And the thing about it is people talk about it being, you know, not too good to have those, you know, to raise our kids and family on old school values and old school discipline. But it worked. It worked. Mm-hmm. All the individuals in our generation that was raised on old school values and morals and old school discipline, you know, went to high school, graduated, went to college, and became successful adults. But nowadays, you have the governments and you have the states that's stepping in and getting in the middle of people's families and getting in the middle of the way people are raising their kids. First of all, it's not your damn business. Okay, let these people raise their kids, let these people teach, and let these people run their family the way families used to be run. We had no problems when families were having fun and, and, you know, and doing picnics and family reunions. You don't see a lot of families doing that. But then all of a sudden when somebody passes away, that's when everybody want to get together. No, don't wait till somebody die for everybody to get together, because what's going to happen is, yeah, it could be someone that you really love a lot, and then they pass away. Now you don't have the opportunity to say the things that you want to say to that person. You know, we always tend, you know, everybody say CPT, you know, CPT, color people time. You know, we always tend to want to do things late or wait to the after fact to want to say something and do something. No, we need to start taking the initiative. We need to start doing it early and talk to your kids, talk to your parents, talk to your relatives, talk to those family members. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever issues that you're having, you need to talk about it like adults. And talk about it like loving family members, because once you lose that family member, they're not coming back.
Right.
Okay, it's not a revolving door. When that family member is gone, they're not coming back. So you need to take the initiative now, and whatever problems you're having, you better get rid of it, and you better talk it out, and you better deal with it like a loving family. Okay, not like strangers,
woo!
But you deal with it like a loving family.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is deep. That you have said more than a mouthful. You have spoke bodies of water. And, you know, and I definitely just want to add to that before I just go around the room real quick, you know, some quick commentary. You know, family is someone that you can't choose. And I feel like, you know, you all are more of a family member. Like I said, me and Mr. Norfolk, we go way back like Cossies, well, like Jerry Curls without the badge. I mean, we go way back like Atari 2600. So, I mean,
oh,
I look
damn.
At him as my brother. Yes. I look at him as my brother, not just my fraternity brother, but like my blood brother. And we have been through a lot, and we know how it is not to have. But at the same time, family, African-American family, D. Our Show listeners, we have to be more attentive and stop allowing the dollar sign to divide our family. No sooner the people going to ground, when my stepfather passed away, people going through cards, trying to see what kind of money is in there. I lost my biological father last year. You know, the same thing. You know, people worrying about who has the will, who has the want, who has the way, who has the will. Please stop it. We are breaking, you know, generations after generations, and our young people are looking up to these things. They seeing mama, daughter, grandma, auntie, uncle, they're fussing over dollar signs and not getting along, and I don't like her because she got a degree, and I've been told, you know, you act white, or you're trying to be something you're not. You know you're from the project, now all of a sudden you're a poetic justice, or you're Miss Fabulous. I don't need to be reminded of where I'm from. I know I have the glory and the favor over my life, and I know where I am at this point in my life. So you worry about you and get your life in order, and I'll do the same. But this topic is very, very near and dear to my heart, and I'm sure there are millions and millions of people who suffer and who deal with this type of atrocity. So, you know, D-State, I want to just give a commendable round of applause because you really, really went in. So let's start with our guest. Ms. Sandra, what do you have to say about this?
We're right on the spot. You know, as you were speaking about it, and you said, you know, family is open-ended, so we can talk about family as far as, I'm hoping, culture, people, race. First of all, let me connect with what you said. I think with your biological family, is it D-Slate?
Yes.
The brother that D-Slate, you know, what we always say, we can't choose our family. And I think sometimes the pain and the hurt and those generational seeds of, you know, things we don't deal with, you know, that you call the pink or the purple elephant in the room, and they just get passed on. Versus, you know, friends are usually the ones who are there during that time of pain. You know, so there is that different relationship, that strain. Not making an excuse now. I'm just saying that there is a slight difference in that the friends that you acquire are usually those that you have befriended because of something missing or some pain or some family element where you, you know, grew, you became close to someone outside the family. And families never deal with the issues. So the pain just, you know, you kind of adapt, you kind of adopt your parents, their stuff. You know, my mom, there's 15 of them, and it's 15 of my dad's family. And I'm an only child. Most of them only had only children. So we get a lot of it as cousins. There's the tension because maybe our aunties have tension. So then we have to make sure we monitor our own tension as cousins, because we don't want to bring that stuff into our relationships. But you can't help if auntie is complaining about your mama to your cousin, and then you trying to hang out and have family with your cousin, they mad. So it just starts that whole family thing that people don't face, because they're carrying on these, you know, the seeds of whatever the issues of pain were, even when our parents, before we even arrived, as their children. So the stuff just goes on and on. And your friends are there to sort of, you know, help bring that love that, you know, there starts the friendship and the, you know, where it's like, okay, here's water, but why can't this be as thick as the blood? So there is that difference. But, again, I'm not making an excuse for it. I'm just saying that there is a slight difference that makes it easier to find comfort in the water rather than the blood.
Hey, well said, Ms. Sandra. Anybody else want to comment?
Comment on it. This is Elio.
Sure.
As far as blood is thicker than water, the people that know my heart has no blood relation to me. I'm gonna say that I don't have an intimate relationship with my family. But that's not this. I'm not taking anything away from my family. I love my family dearly. But you know, the people that I tend to turn to when I do have a problem has no blood relation to me. I consider all my family technically, but when it comes to blood, basically, it's a difference simply because at the end of the day, they're my family regardless, you know, and that's just what that is. But as it being thicker, I consider everyone my family, and if you embrace me, I embrace you, and that's me.
Right, and I also want to just clarify, you know, this is not a not to saying that all of my family, you know, I'm disheartened by that or whatever, but like, you know, Sandra said, you know, sometimes there can be a lot of tension between cousins because things that can be misunderstood, but I do love my family at the end of the day, and, you know, we're not able to make decisions to say, hey, they're not my family anymore. You can make a choice on social network sites to say, hey, I'm going to unfriend them. You can unfriend them, but you can't unfamily them, okay?
Uh-huh.
There's not a button or a tool or anything for that, so you got to be big girls and big boys about it and just suck it up. And if you're not close, that's fine. You can just distance yourself and be distant cousins. That's great. I receive that. But don't block your blessings, holding grudges and all of that foolishness, and I'm not going to do that. But on
that's
the
right.
other hand, my father's side of the family, you know, they're Africans and they're West Indians, and, you know, there's tension, but at the same time, it's cultural. You know, we know how to have different differences. And like my father used to say, you know, at the end of the day, one hand over the other. And I'm like, what is this man talking about? It's fist over fist. So meaning whatever you did on today, you can wash your hands and do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
No residue, no imprints, no marks. You know, wash your hands, meaning today is a day and tomorrow is a new day. Okay, so I understand completely that. I understand. So you just live your life and you move on. And prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And that's all I can say. But, you know, we as a culture, we just have to stop it. It's foolishness, and we have to stop it and embrace one another. So if any of my family members are listening or, you know, get sight of the conversation on Facebook, please don't misconstrue what is being said. This is simply my opinion, and opinions are just like cell phones. For the most part, everyone has one, okay? This is my free will to speak, and I'm doing just that. Because it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. That's why I'm speaking. And we're here with Sandra. We're here with CK, LEO, Miss Fabulous, and Mr. D. Slate, who went in. And I appreciate that, brother. You really, really made a difference in your commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the hour, and we're going to be dwindling down within the next couple of minutes or so. We're a little bit in overtime tonight. It's been some wonderful commentary. It's been some wonderful music played. It's been some wonderful words exchanged, some emotions. We've had some laughter. You know, we've had some conversations about serious topics. You know, tonight, without having a national, I want to say this is one of our better shows because we had an opportunity to get in and to deal with some issues. And, you know, after the show goes off the air, you know, I'm not really saying that my other co-host or my producer could say the same, or even you, Miss Sandra, but I'm going to think about and reflect about the show and what was said on tonight. Reflection is very imperative. It makes us grow, and it makes us dwell back into to deep things that we don't want to visit. Well, sometimes you have to visit. Sometimes you have to pop up unannounced on yourself. You have to do a self-assessment. You have to do these things, okay? So it is imperative. If you are in need of, you feel like you've been a victim of bullying, definitely seek help. If you're a young person and you're going through this, make certain you turn to the guidance of an adult. Don't try to handle these things yourself, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a young adult or an adult and you're experiencing these things on the workplace, cyberbullying and things of that nature, seek some professional help. Turn to a friend for guidance or advice, but don't turn to retaliation.
And also to the parents, and also to the parents of the kids that are being bullied, take the initiative to find out what's going on in your kid's life and find out what's going on with your kids at school. Don't get the idea of saying, oh well, you know, I don't want to impose, or I don't want to dig too deep into it because I don't want them to I don't want them to feel like they can't trust me. Trust my ass. That's your child. Okay, you're their parent. You can be their friend later. You're gonna be their parent. So trust me, they'll get over it. They'll get over it.
They sure will. They sure will. Y'all be willing to be over there.
Damn.
Y'all sure do. Hey, bro. Hey, he's right. Hey,
here we go.
Hey,
L.E.O. I'm just gonna be quiet for the rest of the night.
Hey, this is Virginia.
GB, how you doing?
Yes, what's going on, GB?
Hey, Elliot.
Elio is here. I don't know where Elliot is.
Hey, Mr. Virginia Beach. Hey.
I ain't Mr. Virginia Beach, man. I'm Mr. North, man.
Hey, pretty lady. Hey, PYT.
PYT.
Her name is Sandra Roberts, not PYT, okay?
I didn't hear you. That's what I didn't hear.
Her name is Sandra Roberts. Yeah, she wasn't in on Michael Jackson video. Her name ain't PYT, all right?
She's
right.
PYT. Your thing. You're pretty.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. She my girlfriend for the night. Y'all be bullying me. Y'all talking about myself. Don't be bullying. Y'all be throwing soda cans, and then y'all be joking me, coming through the window. I can't even get that girl butt ass big. Like, I don't know. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Your big butt is bullying them pants. That's what's going on.
Uh-oh.
I guess we know where those donuts went.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at the TV and on the MTV. And on MTV3, and they had this song called Mercy, and I said, I'm going to pray for y'all. And then it was Kanye East, and then it was Pusha W. Huh?
Yeah, I know.
It was Kanye East up there, and then it was some Pusha Man, and then it was like 4 Chainz, and they were doing the song called Mercy. And then I was like, Jesus, love the children. And then they were playing the song. I'm on a countdown called Mercy. You a teacher. Can you help me read?
Can I help
Ladies
you read?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's speaking now? Who is this speaking now?
That's
TV.
That's
TV.
Yeah.
Oh, and TV, you nicknamed me. What was my nick? What did you call me? So I missed all that. Let me make sure. What was it?
PYT.
couldn't fit like OJ.
No, I just got one glove on.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just got one on because I got a half pint in the store. They told me if I buy one, I get the other one free.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So,
then,
GB.
Buy
one sock and get another free, too.
Yeah, and then Gabrielle got her hair done. She got perm. She's talking to Oprah now. And then the Hurricane Isaac, he coming to my house. And we're going to play the game.
Drugs, ladies and gentlemen. Heroin is a messed up drug. I'm telling you right now, crack cocaine is messed up.
I told Adam, don't come to my house and he's going to be mean. He can't do nothing to know about it. He can only play the game. He's going to be nice. And then me and Michael Jackson going to play.
You and Michael Jackson going to play.
I'm going to leave that one alone. Yeah.
I ain't going to touch that one.
No, we ain't gonna touch that one. No, no, no.
It's gonna be like it's gonna be like herpes. I ain't gonna touch that one.
Can't
touch this.
Y'all making me sad. That's why I'm coughing. All right, when I gotta go, cause it's past my bedtime.
Way past.
Okay, why you saying that to me, Mr. L?
What was that?
I'm good.
I was really, really touched that had a love and support there, and she's really wonderful with people. So that's the first thing I want to say. I just want to say thank you for coming on tonight. We really, really, really appreciate
that. I really appreciate that, CK. I don't
Hey, Mrs. Robinson.
Hey, yo. I thought he was about to propose. I was like, Jesus.
I know.
Now, you see, we're not going to do the whole teacher, student. I think, and see, it's interesting. And of course, times of, what am I trying to say? Unfortunately, teacher-student relationships have become sexualized this way in the minds of those who look on them because of the media and because of poor decisions that adults are making, men and women alike, in dating their students. You know, comedians joke about it all the time. Some of them take it too lightly. But I want to appreciate that, Chris. I really do because, I don't have children of my own. And for some of us, that was a really crucial, teaching was, like I said before, you were a parent. That was traditional. That was your traditional role. So
right.
you don't want that to become tainted with something as limiting as something sexual, when that it's your passion and you see your students as your baby. So I don't look on it lightly. I know we're joking about it now, but I just wanted to reiterate that because we talked about the bullying and schools, and I just think that's the piece that's missing. Where, we really do see our students as our own. You treat them as your own. And so, especially when they're talented and when they love school and if they're writing, you want to support that because at the same time, we could be attending a funeral. So I'd rather be singing a monologue than a funeral. So I appreciate that. And I really appreciate you all having me.
Well, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that, Sandra. Definitely, I agree. I'm rather appalled by the fact of the whole teacher and student relationship now. All these teachers sleeping with these students. They're beautiful women. All these teachers sleeping with these students, and I just think that it's crazy. It's appalling.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it because when I was in high school, these teachers weren't around. I'm hating on that,
They happened out of high school 20 years, man. 20 years, we only had one good-looking black teacher, man. Miss G, if you're out there listening.
We had one good-looking black teacher, and she was in the lunchroom. So,
Wow.
Are you serious right now?
I'm so sincere. I wish you had the sample of your boy doing that. I'm so sincere. I'm getting trash mad with me.
Right. This show is off the chain. Not like two chains, but just, I guess, five chains. Because it's five of us. Yeah.
Okay.
You're off the chain. Right.
And I got one more thing
to say. Let's see K finish.
Go ahead, CK.
And my second thing for tonight, this happened today, and it's been bothering me. And when I see people on Facebook actually go to this page, it kind of like irked me. I just want to make it clear, Bill Cosby is not dead.
Oh,
he is not dead. And they put that out there, and I'm like, he went on CNN, he called in, he let it be known. If that's the case, I just don't get it.
Bill Cosby ain't dead, I agree, brother. I just had some vanilla Jell-O pudding, and it was on point. I'm telling you right now.
How did I know somebody was going to go
and it was Jell-O pudding?
Calm down, scary right now. And get your golden control off the couch right now. Yeah. You and Theo and tell Rudy that I said it.
Wow. I don't know. What's in those donuts? I really don't know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We can see.
Something in the coffee.
We got Jell-O pudding over here.
But it's all right. but it's like, in all seriousness, it's like everybody's been put out. They said Jackie Chan had died. Eddie Murphy got killed in a skiing accident. And,
oh, wow.
I mean, it was like different things, and I'm just like, who's next, you know? So I hope whoever's doing this on Twitter stops, really. It's getting old.
Right.
Yeah. I thought it was Eddie Murphy got killed in a transsexual accident.
Oh,
oh
no.
No
comment.
No comment.
Oh,
okay.
No comment.
We
have his people call your people.
Right. And all people are talking.
Yes, all publicists will talk. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. As you can tell, you should be here because we are having a blast. I know it's a couple of people that were in the queuing box, but unfortunately we are in overtime right now, and we're going to be closing out the show at this time. Those persons that you know who you are, Miss Fiona Huff, you are so, so, so wonderful. Fiona is actually a part of my documentary called Miss Nappy Combs, Her Hair, Her Journey. She's a former writer for Essence Magazine. She's the CEO of Mommy and Me Magazine. This lady is making moves. She's also one of the sorority sisters of the lovely Delta Sigma Theta. Even though I'm a Zeta, you know, that's how we get down. We show Greek love. So,
and
you know, shout out to.
And I'm working with PJ to do an organization for the brothers in regards to that, and it's called. I don't have no hair. Can you help me find it? And you know, we just gonna try to you know work out something with that.
Right. And then I digress. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we'll let you stick to boss the ghetto gourmet. And yeah. I don't know how to accept that. I don't even know how to comment. Right. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go around the room to go have our closing remarks. But just shout out to Fiona Sharon Huff. We love you. Thank you. Hopefully we can get you on the show to talk about your upcoming projects. Or maybe you can be like Miss Sandra and hang out for us and be the listener of the evening as our special guest. So what we're going to do is start with our guests because we got to be very, very cordial and we have to be very respectable. So we're going to start with Miss Sandra. How was your experience tonight and any closing and parting remarks?
Miss Poetic Justice, I just want to say that I've enjoyed being a guest on tonight's show. It has been wonderful hanging out with the crew. I want to especially thank CK for his warming remarks, and I look forward to doing it again.
Oh, we loved it, and we thank you, even your commentary on Facebook, shouting us out, supporting it, liking our pages. So we really, really thank you so much for our support, and we would like to have you to hang out with us again and continue tuning in to the I Got Something to Say show. We love it. We love
you.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good night,
Elliot. Oh, don't leave yet.
Don't leave.
Okay. All right. Don't leave. Yes. And Mr. L.E.O., what you got for us?
I definitely want to say, you know, L.E.O., live every day optimistically, and tomorrow when you get up in the morning, get in control of your destiny. Let's do what you got to do for yourself. And that's it. I'm going to leave y'all with that. Have a great night.
Oh, we love Elio. He has a lot of wonderful projects coming out. You can check him out on Facebook. And I always look forward to hearing his commentary, his words of wisdom every Monday because it's uplifting. You know, he's a person that's gone through challenges, but yet he still remains to be positive. So, Elio, I thank you so much, my brother, for being a brother and my cousin.
That.
Yes, you are super,
definitely.
Super awesome, and I'm blessed to have you. What do you got for us, Mr. CK?
Well, I just want to say I had a really fun time tonight. Another overtime show. Thursday night was, like, ecstatic, I have to say. I have to tell everyone, don't let anyone stop you from doing anything that you want to do in your life. Do it. Do it well. Make the best of it. Put your best and your all into it. And just make sure that's something that you want to do. I'm still doing whatever I want.
Wow. And as I'm going to say before, your former teacher years ago, CK, you are more than just a blessing. You're always, you know, our social media light, posting and always doing wonderful things for the community and just being a very, very core instrumental part of the show. I just want to thank you so, so very much for your talents, your gifts, and most importantly, for being my brother and the person that you are.
I want to just say, like the dollar bill said to the coin, don't change.
Thank you.
That was so like corny. Are you serious right now? So, okay, so we're the only three laughing? Okay, watch this. Okay. Did y'all got it? My people get it? Okay. But ladies and gentlemen, see, the listener audience, they're cracking up. They're on the floor. They're all LMAO on the floor, or should I say B. But what you got for us, Mr. Norfolk?
Hey, I just want to say everybody be positive. I do want to say it was a lot of jokes said tonight, but my sister's an educator. My mother was an educator, so I definitely respect teachers in all aspects. And I don't want y'all to take that the wrong way. You know, we love you. Special thanks to Miss Trinidad for coming out. I mean, Miss Sandra. I always forget to shout out my baby, so... From my oldest Talisha, my middle child Taj, and my youngest son AJ, who's not with us right now. He with his nana for the week. You know what I'm saying? I just say I love my babies and special shout out to my wife, the backbone of the house. Yeah.
All right.
AJ, that's my sister. I'm telling you, me and should I say Mr. Norfolk and I, we go back to the compacts of Lafayette Shores with no doors, okay? We go way back with Jerry Curls and a little bit of
y'all go way back like leg warmers or fat legs or something.
We go way back like the hairline jelly. Of Jeffrey Osborne LTD. What you talking about?
Like jellies and dusty feet right there. Yeah.
We go back to the pantry days, okay? When they didn't have any plastic bag and they say, just take your food in the cart and keep it moving. Before the big wholesale places used to do with no bags. How about that?
No bags.
No bags. Just go. With your green stamps, just go. But ladies and gentlemen, Al, I always thank you for supporting me. And to your very, shout out to your very, very best friend, Mr. Gino.
Oh, you know, you better leave my man alone.
I'm rubbing my leg to Gene. I just... Thank you.
Hey, yo, put on that how we do again. Put on
that. That's a personal joke, but we're going to keep it moving. I know Miss Trinidad, I mean, Miss Sandra is like, what in the world are they talking about? But,
you were about to call her Miss Trinidad. That's bad.
Right.
I can't do that, right? Okay. No homo. But anyways, and just thank you for always supporting me, Al. And ladies and gentlemen, just stay tuned because all the people mentioned, we're going to get to my executive producer. We're going to be having a lot more voiceovers and sketch comedy and other little segments coming, maybe some live remotes. So this is the dream team. I mean, I would not trade them in if, like, anybody said, hey, $1 million. Let me think about this. Okay, I'm back. So yeah, I would never trade them in, never trade them in. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, my executive producer, Mr. D. Slate, the CEO and founder of the Hour Show Radio Network. What you got for us this evening, D?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank Sandra for definitely joining us on the show. And as always, you know, like Al said, it's, you know, we definitely respect educators because I'm always preaching about how it's important that our kids, this new generation needs to be taught some incredible morals and values because we're losing the battle with them right now, and we need to start bringing back old school education for a lot of these kids. So I definitely respect everything that you do.
All right.
And
oh, wow.
And definitely to my team, I just want to say I love everybody on the D Hour Radio Network. These people are phenomenal. They're absolutely incredible, and I'm so blessed to work with everybody, you know, the my whole team. I'm absolutely blessed to have them. I get such incredible feedback from the fans and the listeners about my team, and I'm so blessed to have them. And I thank you guys so much for being a part of this network.
We thank you for being the mastermind and being the creator and just providing such platform for us. I thank you so, so very much. On today,
and I just wanted to say also for all the listeners and everybody for the coming shows, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow and catch CK and myself, CK, and Leo. We're gonna be in the building for the Tuesday spot, and we're gonna be. We didn't get a chance to talk to him last week because of some technical difficulties, but tomorrow we'll be getting it in with Ross Bagley. Everybody knew him as Baby Nicky on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He was also in the hit movie Independence Day with Will Smith. So he's a little older now, so we're gonna be talking with him tomorrow on the show. We got some incredible poetry, and we're gonna be getting in on the Tuesday spot. So make sure you guys check it out. And coming Wednesday and Thursday, we got some, and Saturday we got some incredible shows. You never know who's gonna be on Nod Your Head Wednesday. You never know who's gonna be on Celebrity Thursday. So make sure you guys tune in and just keep on listening to the show. And you know, to my team, I'm telling you right now, they, you know, it's almost like what the ramen noodle said to the silver packet. You got flavor.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, that was our executive producer, Mr. D. Slate. We had a phenomenal show. We talked about everything from bullying, awareness, to hurricane preparedness, to relationships, all the way to it's actual blood thicker than water. My closing remarks are just fabulous. I want to say that sometimes we make light of situations in order to lessen the load, but our hearts can be heavy, but our souls can be light. And I want to say on tonight, I feel 110% better. You never know your encouraging words. It may be just a simple sharing of a conversation or just some mere laughter that can change the way a person feels. So tonight, I just thank you all so very much within my soul and within my heart. I definitely say thank you, thank you, thank you. Tomorrow I will be at Montego Caribbean, Lyrically Spoken. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. We get started about 2100 hours for those military personnel, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Get there, be a part with the O band. O means outstanding, of course, and yours truly on the mic. Stay tuned for September. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, there will be having the darkness, Light for Darkness Walk, which is suicide prevention. That's going to be Walk to Prevent Suicide, 2012 Out of Darkness Community Walk. It's September the 8th. For more information, and then they have a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-TALK. We'll be talking more about that because I will be in participation for that walk. I lost one of my professors at Norfolk State University to suicide back in 2007. Rest in peace to my soror, Dr. Gabrielle Peltier, of Norfolk State University. She took her own life. So this walk is going to be very, very sentimental to me to give back, as well as I will be participating in the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. This will be the fifth year, and that's going down September 29th. So I will be bringing more information as that moves about, as the dates come close. I want to say rest in peace to my grandfather. Rest in peace also to Neil Armstrong. He was the first walker on the moon, but Aaliyah, as of August the 25th, she showed us the stars. So Phyllis Diller and Tony Scott, one of my favorite directors, definitely, definitely keep people into your mind, into consideration, and definitely brothers love our sisters, and we need to love one another. To my mom, shout out, love you so very much. And all to our listening audience, for everyone who gives us support of the D.I. with Show Radio Network. Stay tuned. Continue to support us because you never know what this may do for somebody's spirit. Miss Sandra, I want to say from one former educator to another, you know, sis, I thank you for all that you've done and continue to do the things that you love and inspiring people. You have a beautiful spirit, and I just really, really thank you for sharing your time with us on this evening as well.
Thank you.
So to all of my educators, we know that you're either in school or gearing up, preparing after Labor Day for school to start. Definitely get your minds and set because we need you. Our young folks need you, and we need to educate the world. This has been another segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show. We just want you all to thank you and want you to tune in, and we want to just say, leave you with these thoughts. Life is short, and so is my real hair. Good night, good night, good night. Check us out.
All right.
You know,
all right.
I just wanted to send a shout out to Tyrone Armstrong. He was the brother that was on the ship cooking the greens while Neil Armstrong was on the moon. I just want to send a shout out to him.
I don't even know how to accept that. Ladies and gentlemen, Sandra, L.E.O., C.K., Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, and Mr. Norfolk signing off. Salute.
Good night.
Salute.
Say something. I. It's the idea.